Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Combined Science Study Guide podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial yet often overlooked topics in your GCSE science exams, scientific vocabulary and terminology. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's just words. How hard can it be? But here's the thing. Mastering scientific language is absolutely essential for accessing those top marks, especially in those challenging 6-mark quality of extended response questions. Think of scientific terminology as the key that unlocks the door to exam success. WJA examiners are looking for precise, accurate language, and using the right terms can be the difference between a grade 6 and a grade 9. So let's get started. Let's begin with why scientific vocabulary matters so much. In GCSE Combined Science, approximately 40% of marks are allocated to Assessment Objective 1, which includes demonstrating knowledge and understanding through correct use of terminology. That's nearly half your marks. The examiners aren't being picky for no reason. Scientific terms are precise and unambiguous, which is exactly what science demands. Let me give you some critical examples of terminology that students frequently get wrong. First up, pathogen versus germ. In everyday conversation, you might say, "I've caught a germ," but in your exam, you must write pathogen. A pathogen is a microorganism that causes disease. It could be a bacterium, virus, fungus, or protist. The word germ is too vague and colloquial, and using it will cost you marks. Remember, examiners award credit for precise scientific terms, not everyday language. Next, let's tackle a physics confusion that trips up thousands of students every year: current versus electricity. Here's the key distinction. Electricity is a general term for electrical phenomena, but current is the specific term for the rate of flow of electrical charge. And here's the really important bit. We say charge flows through a circuit, not current flows. Current is the flow. So saying current flows is like saying the flow flows, it's redundant and scientifically incorrect. Instead, say current passes through the circuit, or charge flows, creating a current. Another classic mistake, confusing mass and weight. Mass is the amount of matter in an object measured in kilograms or grams. Weight is the force acting on that mass due to gravity, measured in newtons. On Earth, your mass stays the same whether you're at sea level or on top of a mountain, but your weight can vary slightly. In space, you'd be weightless, but you'd still have the same mass. Examiners specifically look for this distinction, and using weight when you mean mass will lose you marks. Let's move to biology, breathing versus respiration. Breathing is the physical process of moving air in and out of your lungs. It's ventilation. Respiration is the chemical process that happens inside your cells where glucose reacts with oxygen to release energy. You can remember this with a simple phrase. Breathing brings in oxygen. Respiration releases energy. They're completely different processes, and mixing them up is one of the most common errors in biology papers. Now, here's a phrase that causes problems, saying the amount of something. This is far too vague. Examiners want specificity. Instead of the amount of acid, say the volume of acid, or the concentration of acid, or the mass of acid, whichever is appropriate. The word amount doesn't tell us what quantity you're measuring, and in science, precision is everything. Let's talk about SI units and prefixes, because these appear across all three sciences. You need to know your kilo, centi, milli, micro, and nano prefixes. A common error is writing 0.5 kilograms when you mean 500 grams, or confusing millimeters with centimeters. Always double-check your units, match what the question is asking for, and if you need to convert, show you're working. Right, let's move into exam technique, because knowing the terminology is only half the battle. You need to use it effectively under exam conditions. For those crucial 6-mark quality of extended response questions marked with an asterisk, here's my top strategy. Before you start writing, spend 30 seconds listing 5 key technical terms you must include in your answer. This planning time is gold. The mark scheme for these questions explicitly states that top band marks require relevant scientific terminology used correctly throughout. If your answer lacks technical terms, you cannot access the top band, even if your scientific understanding is correct. Here's another vital tip. Never use the word it if there's any ambiguity about what it refers to. Always repeat the noun. So instead of writing the enzyme breaks down starch and it produces maltose, write the enzyme breaks down starch and the enzyme produces maltose, or better still, the enzyme breaks down starch, producing maltose. This eliminates ambiguity and demonstrates precise communication. Command words are absolutely critical. Describe means state what happens or what you observe. You're painting a picture with words using correct terminology. Explain means give the scientific reason why something happens. You should use words like because, therefore, or as a result to show causation. Many students lose marks by describing when they should be explaining. If a question says, explain why the rate of reaction increases, you must give the reason, not just state that it increases. A common mistake in calculations: forgetting to include units in your final answer. The mark scheme often allocates one mark specifically for the correct unit. You can have the right number, but still lose a mark without the unit. Always write the unit and make sure it's the correct one for what you're calculating. Let's test your recall with some quick-fire questions. I'll give you 3 seconds to think of each answer. Question 1. What's the scientific term for a disease-causing microorganism? Answer: pathogen. Question 2. What flows through an electrical circuit, current or charge? Answer: charge flows. Current is the rate of flow of charge. Question 3. Is mass measured in newtons or kilograms? Answer: kilograms. Weight is measured in newtons. Question 4. Which process releases energy in cells, breathing or respiration? Answer: respiration. Question 5. In a 6-mark question, how many key technical terms should you aim to include? Answer: at least 5. How did you do? If you got them all right, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. Scientific vocabulary isn't just about sounding clever. It's about communicating precisely and accessing those top mark bands. Remember, use pathogen, not germ. Understand that charge flows to create current. Distinguish between mass and weight. Never confuse breathing with respiration. And always be specific rather than vague. For those 6-mark extended response questions, plan your technical terms before you write. Repeat nouns instead of using it when there's ambiguity. Pay attention to command words. Describe what happens, explain why it happens, and always, always include units in your calculations. Scientific terminology is a skill you can master with practice. Make flashcards, test yourself, and most importantly, use the correct terms consistently in your practice answers. Your future self sitting in that exam hall will thank you when those marks start adding up. That's all for today's episode. Good luck with your revision, and remember, precision in language leads to precision in marks. Keep studying, stay focused, and you've got this.